感谢神，我们在这个主日的上午，我们再一次来思想圣经的话语。
Praise the Lord on the Sunday morning. Let's again study the Word of God.
好，我们一起先来读一处圣经，在马太福音十八章第十节到第十四节。
Let's start with scripture reading today. The Bible verses are in Matthew chapter 18, verse 10 to 14.
我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕，我们可以一起来读马太福音十八章十节到十四节。OK. 好，我们看到，我们一起来读十节起。你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个。我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。人子来为要拯救失丧的人。一个人若有一百只羊，一只走迷了路，你们的意思如何？他岂不撇下这九十九只往山里去找那只迷路的羊吗？若是找着了，我实告诉你们，这一只羊的欢喜比那没有迷路的九十九只欢喜还大呢。你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子里失丧一个。感谢神，我们圣经就读到这里，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Praise the Lord, let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上，来寻找我们这些本来是迷失注定沉沦灭亡的人。
We thank you that you've given us your only begotten son, the God incarnate, into this world to save those who have been lost.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上担负我们的罪，在十字架上代替我们接受罪的刑罚。
We thank Jesus Christ who on the cross bore our sins and received the punishment for our sins.
让我们仅仅凭着信心，我们就被主耶稣基督在十字架上流出的血所洁净，让我们成为神的儿女。
So by faith alone we can be cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ and we can be called children of God.
感谢神也将你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you that you've given us your word.
更是赐下圣灵带领我们来思想，来明白，来才常想起主耶稣基督的话。
And you've given us the Holy Spirit so we can remember and understand the word of Jesus Christ.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May your word be a lamp upon our feet, a light upon our path.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 这个巡羊的这个比喻，我相信很多弟兄姊妹都非常的熟悉。
I trust that you are all very familiar with the parable of the lost sheep.
很多的时候，当我们来看这个比喻的时候，我们会有一种理解，就是说，哎，是不是那一只迷失的羊，它的价值更加的宝贵，比那九十九只价值更加宝贵？
And very often when we read this parable and we have this kind of understanding that this one lost sheep is more valuable than the 99 sheep who didn't get lost.
那我们这样的理解到底对不对呢？我们要来从圣经的上下文来看，主耶稣是在一个什么样的情况下主耶稣讲出这样的一个比喻。
So is this understanding correct? Let's look at the contextAnd see in what context Jesus talked about this parable.
所以当我们来读圣经的时候，我们常常要看到圣经的上下文，这是非常非常最直接和有效的办法，让我们准确来理解圣经的经文的意义。
So when we read the Bible, we have to include the context. That's the most efficient way for us to understand the Bible correctly.
很多的时候我们往往把一节经文抽出来，然后我们来看这一节经文，但是更多的时候我们不要忘记，我们要把这一节经文放在它的上下文当中，我们可能才能更好的来理解这句话的意思。
A lot of times, we read the one Bible verse in isolation. We have to remember to put it back into context to understand it correctly.
在我们刚才所读的经文当中，事实上已经告诉我们，耶稣是在一个什么样的情况下，耶稣讲出这样的一个驯羊的比喻。
From the scriptures we read, we already know in what circumstances Jesus told this parable.
在马太福音十八章第十节，圣经是这样说。你们要小心，这是主耶稣的话，你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个，我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。
In Matthew 18:10, Jesus said, Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven.
人子来为要拯救失丧的人。
And in verse 11, For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost.
接下来主耶稣就说了这个群羊的比喻，一个人若有一百只羊，一只走迷了路，你们的意思如何？他岂不撇下这九十九只，往山里去找那只迷路的羊吗？
Next, Jesus told the parable of the lost sheep. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying?
所以从这里我们可以非常清楚地看到，当门徒小看那个来到耶稣这里的那个小孩子的时候，当门徒轻看那些很渺小、很容易被人忽略的那些人的时候，主耶稣讲了这个驯羊的比喻。
So we can see here clearly that it's when Jesus' disciples despised the little children when they took lightly the one who are the least among them.Then Jesus told the parable of the lost sheep.
所以耶稣这个比喻非常清楚告诉你们不要小看任何人，哪怕就是那一只小羊，最渺小、最软弱、最容易被人忽略的，他都一个人都走丢了，可能其他人都没注意到。但即便是这样的，你都不要轻看，因为他在上帝眼中有宝贵的价值。
So here clearly Jesus wants to convey the message that do not despise anyone among you, even the least and the weakest.Just like the lost sheep, and which is the least in the flock, and when it goes astray, God will not take him lightly, and the shepherd will go and look for it.
那么我们再看路加福音的平行经文，就是对耶稣这段话的同样的一个记载。
If we read the Gospel of Luke, the parallel text for Luke's account.
或者大家可以看到这个大屏幕，我给大家来读一下。
I can read it to you.
路加福音十五章一到六节，第一节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，你们中间谁有一百只羊，失去了一只，不把这九十九只撇在旷野，去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里，就请朋友邻居来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。在路加福音的记载也让我们非常清楚地看到，耶稣讲这样的一个比喻的时候，当时有文士和法利赛人，他们非常藐视和轻看一群人。
And from Luke's account we can also see clearly that when Jesus told this parableAmong them were scribes and Pharisees, and they despised some people among them.
这些人在这些文士和法利赛人眼中，他们是罪人，他们是最应该被藐视、最应该被歧视的人。而耶稣居然跟他们在一起，所以他们就开始私下议论。
In the eyes of the scribes and the Pharisees, those people were sinners. They should be despised. Yet Jesus was with them, And in that context, Jesus told this parable.
然后耶稣讲下接下来比喻，所以这里也让我们非常清楚地看到，耶稣的意思是告诉我们，就是你不要藐视那些你看为是罪人的人，他们在上帝眼中有宝贵的价值，他们哪怕是最被忽略的、最被歧视的、最渺小的，他们就像那个走迷的羊，但他们在上帝眼中有最高的价值，上帝要把它找回来。
So clearly, here Jesus is trying to convey the message that do not despise the ones among you who you consider sinners, and even they are precious in God's eyes. Just like the lost sheep, maybe you despise them, but they are precious in God's eyes.
啊，这里也谈到牧人把这个迷失的羊找回来，牧人的喜乐，欢欢喜喜，非常快乐。
And here Jesus also spoke of the joy of the shepherd after he found the lost sheep.
啊，其实我们从这个经文当中，我们可以很清楚的看，因为当时的人，无论是耶稣的门徒，还是文士、法利赛人，他们轻看某一类人，藐视某一类人。
So from those gospel accounts, we can see clearly at the time some people they despise some people among them.
所以耶稣用这样的一个比喻，就是要教导人，就是你不要轻看任何一个，你不要藐视任何一个，他们在上帝眼中有宝贵的价值。
So through the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus is teaching them, do not despise anyone among you. Maybe you consider them unworthy, but they are precious in God's eyes.
啊，耶稣不是说哪一只羊的价值比其他的羊的价值更高，耶稣不是这个意思。耶稣说的是，所有的羊当中有任何一只走丢了，牧人都要把它找回来。
So Jesus' point was not that, in the flock,Some sheep are more precious than the others. And Jesus' point was that any sheep goes astray, the shepherd will go and find them.
啊，我们都知道，伟大的布道家约翰卫斯理，他的母亲生了很多的孩子。
And we all know that the great preacher John Wesley, his mom had many children.
他有十九个孩子。
And she had 19 children.
啊，所以有人就问约翰卫斯理的母亲，所有的孩子当中，你最爱哪一个？当然，人们期望的答案就是因为他的儿子约翰卫斯理是最有成就的嘛。
So some people asked her, among your 19 children, which one do you love the most? And they were anticipating the answer to be John Wesley, for he's the most accomplished.
就像约翰卫斯理的母亲回答说，我最爱正在生病的那一个。
Yet his mom answered, I love the one who's sick currently.
啊，然后提这个问题的人，哎，有点不甘心，有点不甘心，没有得到他想要的答案。哎，他又问第二问题，那你在你所有的孩子当中，你最想念的哪一个？就你心里总挂念的是哪一个？
And then they asked a follow-up question and say, then among your children, who's on your mind the most?
啊，后来这位母亲，很有智慧的母亲就说，我最思念的是那一个离家最远的那一个。
Then his mom answered, the one who's on my mind the most is the one who's farthest away from me.
啊，所以我们看到，这样一个很有智慧的母亲。其实耶稣在这里讲的比喻，其实是就是这样的意思，不是说哪一个羊的价值更高啊，而是说所有的羊在上帝眼中都有宝贵的价值。任何一个走丢了，上帝都要不惜代价把它找回来。
What a wise woman. So here Jesus is trying to convey the same message. The point is not which sheep is more valuable than the others. It's whichever sheep gets lost, and the shepherd will go and find it.
啊，但是确实一个普遍的现象就是大家会看到这样一个比喻，大家会说那个迷失的羊好像更宝贵一些，因为牧者把它抱在怀里，牧者不惜代价要把它找回来，背回来。
Yet it's very common for people to think of the lost sheep as more valuable. And we can see the imagery how the shepherd carries the lost sheep on his shoulders.
然后他说，哎，把99只都丢在那里不管啊，说丢在羊圈不管，在路加福音说甚至丢在旷野都不管了。
And he's leaving the 99 sheep behind. According to the account of Luke,He's leaving the 99 sheep in the field.
啊，那么当然我们知道这是完全误解耶稣这个比喻，它真正的重点是什么？但是很多人是这样想的。
And we know it's a misunderstanding of this parable, yet many people think this way.
啊，所以我看到一个看到有人这样说哈，就是有一些来到教会的一些慕道的朋友，他总不愿意受洗成为会友。
And then some people say, and I see this phenomenon, some seekers coming into the church, they don't want to be baptized.
因为在他去的那个教会呢，就是离这个教会大门最近的停车位啊，是留给新人的，新人的停车位，就停在那里。
And in their church, they save the parking spots closest to the church to the seekers.
然后呢，这个新人就说，那我要受洗成为这个教会的正式会友，成为基督徒之后，我以后来教会，我的车就不能停在这儿了。
Then some said, if I am baptized, now I will become a church member. Then I cannot use those parking spaces anymore.
咦，我就这样挺好的，大家都给我让位子。
And I feel it's good to stay this way because now everyone's saving the parking spot for me.
啊，其实这个现象很普遍，很多人说，哎，我就这样慕道友来了，我很开心呐、啊，大家都跟我很热情呐、啊，这巴结我呀，讨好我呀，嗯。
And it's actually a quite common phenomenon, and those seekers will say, as seekers, everyone's nice to me.
有时候我还故意要彰显一下我这个身份，因为我要挑战一下你们的信仰，我要表现得好像很有观点和想法一样，其实就是告诉你我跟你不一样，哎，你要赶紧来把我要抱着哈，要捧着。
And sometimes I need to intentionally show my status as a seeker. I need to challenge your thought and to show that I am different. Then you will come to me.
后来我哎，那你怎么不受洗？干脆来了嘛，你就成为基督徒嘛，对不对？得永生多好！我没那么傻，我当基督徒，你们就不理我了的。
And when you ask them, why don't you want to be baptized to gain eternal life? And he said, I'm not stupid. If I become Christian, then you won't be so nice to me.
是这样的，我要成基督徒。哎呀，怎么没人像以前那样管我了呢？都没有人巴结我、捧我了，还经常让我去做这个、做那个。
And indeed, a lot of new Christians feel this way. After I am baptized, and then no one cares about me, and they ask me to do this and do that.
啊，其实当然，这种很错误的想法，就是他错误的理解耶稣所讲的这个迷寻羊的这个比喻。
And those wrong understanding stems from misunderstanding of this parable of lost sheep.
啊，那个迷失的羊，它往往你把它误认为是宠儿。
And you wrongfully consider the lost sheep as the one who is being spoiled.
啊，我要当宠儿。
I want to be the one being spoiled.
我不要当耶稣的门徒。
I don't want to be a disciple.
我不要当仆人。
I don't want to be a servant.
我要当宠儿，那你要抱着我，抱着我。
I want to be the one to be spoiled.
那我怎样当宠儿呢？我当一只迷失的羊啊！你来追我呀，你来找我呀，你来捧我呀。
And how to gain that status by being a lost sheep? So now you have to care for me.
所以当我们纠结于是那羊圈外面的羊迷失的羊更宝贵呢，还是留在羊圈里的羊更宝贵呢？当我们纠结这个问题上面，我们就完全误解了耶稣讲这个比喻的意义了。
When we dwell on the question whether it's the sheep outside of the pen that's more valuable, or the sheep inside the fold in the fold that's more valuable, then we miss the point of this parable.
那这个比喻要我们怎样呢？去效法耶稣，做牧人，做去找羊的人。
Then what is the point of this parable? It's asking us to follow the example of the shepherd, to go out to seek out the lost sheep.
啊，耶稣说，你看现在庄稼熟了，我们要祷告，求上帝兴起，工人来收割庄稼。
Jesus said, the harvest is ready. We need to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send more workers.To harvest the crop.
耶稣看见世人困苦流离，都像羊没有了牧人，耶稣就祷告上帝，你兴起你的仆人啊，去寻找，去成为这些羊的牧人，把他们找回来。
Jesus saw the suffering of the people, and they were like sheep without shepherd. And Jesus prayed for God to send the shepherd to look for the lost ones.
啊，所以这个比喻的目的，它不是说啊，这个迷失的羊好宝贵啊，上帝的宠儿啊，这些羊那个老老实实的羊，上帝不管它，不是这样的。这个比喻是说，我们要去效法那个牧人，要去爱那些迷失的羊，不要去藐视他们，甚至要不惜代价把他们寻找回来。
So the point of the parable is not that the lost sheep are more valuable than the good sheep. And the point is that we need to follow the example of the shepherd to go out and seek the lost sheep, to love them, and to bring them back into the fold.
其实我们看耶稣基督的教训一直就是这样，就是说我们要成为一个寻找跟从耶稣的人，信靠耶稣的人，你要成为一个寻找迷失的羊的牧人，而不要成为一个迷失的羊。
So Jesus' teaching has stayed consistent, and we need to follow the example of the shepherd. We need to become the one to go out and look for those who have been lost.And we shouldn't be like the lost sheep ourselves.
我们要关注别人，而不是总是说我希望得到别人的关注。
We need to pay attention to the needs of others. We shouldn't want others to pay attention to our own needs.
我们应该成为那关心别人、爱护别人的人，我们而不是总在那里抱怨，哎，为什么没有人爱我呀？为什么没有人关心我？为什么没有人抱着我、捧着我？
We want to be the ones who care and love others. We don't want to stand there and complain why no one else cares for me.
我们要成为服侍人的人，我们不是总在那里抱怨为什么没有人服侍我，把这个车位为什么不留给我。
We want to be the ones who serve others. We don't want to just complain why no one comes to serve me. Why don't they save the parking spot for me?
而且在我们上次的主日上两次的主日信息当中，我们谈到像小孩子一样，其实就是我们要做一个上帝隐形的仆人。
In the messages of the past two Sundays we talked about to be like little children and we want to be the invisible servants of God.
当以利亚认为只有他一个人在信靠神服侍神的时候，上帝对以利亚说还有7000人，他们是忠心的神的见证人，神的仆人。
And when Elijah thought he's the only servant of God, God told him there were 7,000 God's servants.
那七千人是没有人看见的，他们像隐形人一样。
And nobody saw the 7,000. They were invisible.
但是在上帝的心中，上帝一直纪念。
Yet God remembers them.
很多时候我们渴望成为聚光灯下的明星，那只被耶稣宠爱抱着的那只羊。
A lot of times we want to be a superstar under the limelight, and we want to be like the lost sheep.
就好像被牧者抱在怀里，背在肩上，然后呢99只，好像牧者没有去管他一样。我们想成为那样的一只羊。
We want to be the one being carried by the shepherd. And don't want to be among the 99, and since they were left behind by the shepherd.
其实当我们真正来思想主耶稣基督所说的话的时候，主耶稣基督绝对不是说哪个羊更宝贵，哪个羊更宝贵。主耶稣说每一只羊都宝贵，任何一只走丢了，上帝要不惜代价把它找回来。
And when we truly reflect on the words of Jesus, we will realize that he didn't say which sheep is more valuable than the others.Every sheep is valuable in God's eyes, and he will go out of his way to find them if he's lost.
主耶稣不是让我们你在想啊，我要成为什么样的羊？主耶稣说，我们要效法那个好牧人，效法他。
And Jesus didn't want us to think, what kind of sheep do I want to be? Jesus want us to follow the example of the shepherd.
我们回到耶稣所说的这个比喻当中。耶稣说有一只走迷了路的羊。
And if we come back to the parable, and Jesus said there is one sheep that went astray.
我们知道羊的独立生存能力是非常低下的。
We know that sheep they cannot live independently.
然后羊的眼睛是非常近视的。
They don't have very good eyesight.
所以离开牧人的带领，或者离开了领头羊，那这一只羊它就很容易迷路，然后前面哪怕是万丈深渊它看不到的，它继续往前走。
So without the shepherd or without their leader and they couldn't see very well and they don't know where to go even if there's a cliff right in front of them, and they will just keep on going.
所以我不知道，我以前在 Nampa 读书的时候，我就看到过好几次人家赶着羊群，结果羊跟羊之间他们走得非常的近，那恨不得就是后面的羊头要顶到前面羊的屁股这样。
Yeah, I used to live in Nampa when I was in school, and I saw several times the flock of sheep passing by, and they were walking very close to each other, and one sheep next to the next one.
然后其实那个羊的眼睛差不多只能看见前面那个羊的尾巴，它就跟着那个走。
And probably the sheep behind can only see the tail of the sheep in front of him.And he just walks.
所以如果我们看路加福音，这个牧人到哪里去找羊？他跑到山上去找羊了，羊跑到山上去了，但他当然不是山羊哈，他是那种放牧的那种吃草绵羊。
And in Luke's account, the shepherd went into the mountains to look for the lost sheep. And here we're not talking about mountain goats, we are talking about sheep.
因为我们知道那个时候的牧人，他们的羊过一段时间要去剪羊毛的要去剪羊毛，所以你会看到他这个羊他没有走到青草地上，他没有走到可安息的水边，他一个人乱跑到这个乱石嶙峋的山上去了，很危险的地方。
And we all know from time to time we need to shear the wool of the sheep, and here the sheep didn't go to the riverside or go into the meadow, and he's in the mountain and he's lost.
而且我们知道羊的自我保护能力很差，他就是被他的天敌被狼就任意屠宰，他完全没有任何自我保护能力，离开了牧人他活不了。
And we know sheep couldn't protect themselves, they couldn't survive without the protection of the shepherd.
圣经常常用羊来形容世人。
And in the Bible, and it often describes all people by sheep.
我们觉得自己是不是羊啊，我们觉得自己是不是眼睛近视，找不到吃的，没有能力保护自己，我们觉得自己是不是这样的人。
And do we consider ourselves sheep? Are we nearsighted without the power to protect ourselves, and we couldn't find food on our own?
很多时候我们可能不这样认为，我们可能觉得我很有能力的。
Probably we don't think so, and we think of ourselves as powerful.
但是在上帝的眼中，人其实是这样的，人就像羊一样。
Now, yet in God's eyes, we are just like sheep.
在圣经当中，我们可以看很多这样的例子，迷失的羊的例子。
And in the Bible, we can see many examples like the parable of the lost sheep.
我这里只提几个例子。我说我们可以看到离开亚伯拉罕的罗德。
Let me just give you a few. Lot, after he left Abraham.
那么罗德看到这个繁荣的世界肥沃的土地，然后他就选择离开亚伯拉罕，慢慢的他就住到了索多玛去了。索多玛当时是非常繁荣的一个城市。
And Lot, after seeing fertile land, and he moved into the world and left Abraham, and he moved to Sodom.
然后我们知道索多玛也同样也被称为罪恶的城市，最后被上帝审判。
And we know Sodom is called the Sin City, and it's judged by God.
然后罗德在索多玛，他可能拥有很高的地位或者丰富的财富，但是当上帝审判索多玛的时候，只有罗德跟他的女儿逃出来，然后什么都没有了，失去了。
Maybe Lot achieved high social status and great wealth in Sodom, yet when God's judgment came, only Lot and his daughters escaped.And he didn't have anything left with him.
所以圣经说有一些人得救，但是他得救像什么呢？像一根被火里抽出来的柴一样。
And the Bible says some people, even though they are saved, they are just like the firewood being pulled out of the fire.
罗德就是这样的，烧的什么都剩不下了，一个烧焦的柴抽出来，还是得救，但是很悲悲惨惨的得救。
And Lot was like that. Even though he's saved, he's just like a firewood being pulled out of the fire. And he's saved without much joy.
他就是一个迷路的羊。
He is a lost sheep.
他没有跟亚伯拉罕继续在一起。他说我要走我自己的路，我要有自己的选择。
He didn't stay with Abraham. He said, I want to have my own path. I want to have my own choice.
啊，我们也可以看到，就是那个雅各的唯一的女儿底拿，啊，她当时只是很小的女孩子，大概是个 teenager。
And we could also see Dinah, who's Jacob's only daughter. At the time, she was probably just a teenager.
然后她有一天，她要离开父家，她要一个人出去到外邦人那里去，她要结交外邦人的女子。
And she wanted to leave Jacob and go to the Gentiles and to get to know the Gentile daughters.
啊，所以我们可以，其实我们非常可以容易理解，到底是什么吸引她，让她决定离开她的父亲的家，然后去到外邦人当中。
And it's pretty easy for us to understand what attracted Dinah to leave her father and go into the Gentile families.
啊，她对这些她非常好奇，她要结交外邦的朋友。
She's curious. She wants to have some Gentile friends.
她又很任性，啊，她那么小的年纪，女孩子就出去了。
And she's also very determined, even though she's very young, and she wanted to go out.
然后她也很无知啊。
She's also very ignorant.
她不知道人的罪性是多么可怕。
She didn't know how frightening people's sins can be.
啊，结果她到外邦人当中，很快她就被强奸了。
And so, and after she went out, and she was raped.
可能就是十几岁的小女孩，很快。就被强奸了。
And she's probably just a teenager, and she was raped.
她不知道人罪的可怕。
And she didn't know how frightening people's sins can be.
她也不知道自己是多么的软弱。
And she didn't understand how weak she was.
她可能想，我可以保护我自己，我是大姑娘了。
Maybe she thought, I could protect myself. I'm big enough.
我们也看到离开那个父亲家的浪子。
We can also see the prodigal son.
哇，拿着父亲的家产，我要走我自己的路，离开父家。
He took his inheritance and he said, "I want to walk my own path." So he left.
啊，一头扑向这个世界。
And he went into the world.
挥霍钱财。
And he wasted all his fortunes.
啊，结果落到猪圈里面。
And in the end, he's in the pigsty.
啊，过得连猪都不如，猪吃的豆荚他都吃不上，那吃什么呢？
And his situation is even worse than the pigs. And he wanted to eat the pods of the pigs, for he didn't have enough to eat.
大家想，在猪圈里面有猪出的食物，有猪，还有他，还有猪的什么？然后你说他能吃什么？
And in the pigsty, there's the pig food, the pigs, and him. And so, what can he eat?
他当然不会去把猪杀了吃，粪土。
Of course, he couldn't kill the pigs and eat the pigs, and there are pig waste.
他是一只迷失的羊。
So he was a lost sheep.
当然，我们看到第一只或者第一对迷失的羊，那当然就是亚当夏娃了。
And the first pair of lost sheep were Adam and Eve.
离开上帝。
They left God.
离开伊甸园。
They left the Garden of Eden.
因为他们的骄傲，他说我们要成为像上帝那样。
And because of their pride, and they wanted to be like God.
他们违背上帝的唯一的一条当时唯一的一条诫命。
They violated the only command God had given them.
啊，我们再看圣经中耶稣所讲的一个迷失的人。在路加福音的15:1-6。
And the Bible also talked about a lost rich man.
啊，我们 OK。在路加福音，对不起，路加福音12:16-21。
It's recorded in Luke chapter 12, verse 16-21.
好，大家读一下路加福音12:16，就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？ 又说我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐、啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己集财，在神面前却不富足的也是这样。耶稣在这里讲了一个财主的比喻。
So here Jesus told a parable of a rich man.
这个财主认不认为自己是一只迷失的羊，迷路的羊呢？
Does the rich man consider himself a lost sheep?
他当然不这样认为。
Of course not.
他是一个非常有主见的人。
And he has his own ideas.
他说我要往哪个方向去，我要有怎样的计划，然后他也非常有能力。
And he said which direction I want to go, what kind of plan I want to have, and he also is very capable in achieving his plans.
对，那么他做到了，他说我要这样做，我要这样走，结果他实现了。
And whatever he wanted to do, he actually accomplished them.
但是遗憾的是他的方向错了。
But it's a pity that he went into the wrong direction.
啊，上帝说最重要的事情你没做，唯一的一个方向你应该跑的，你没有跑。
And God said the most important thing you didn't do, and the direction you are supposed to go, you didn't go.
完全迷路了，你走错路了。
And he's lost. He went into the wrong direction.
当然我们知道我们所在的 Idaho， 我们可能都知道一个非常有名的人。
And we live in the state of Idaho and there's someone very famous.
但这个名人不是出生在 Idaho， 但是他最后死在 Idaho。
And he wasn't born in Idaho but he died in Idaho.
大家知道谁吗？
Do you know who I'm talking about?
海明威哈，海明威。对，
Ernest Hemingway。
海明威在人看来是一个很有成就的人呢。
So in people's eyes, he's very accomplished.
但是诚实的讲，他那样的一个人生，我相信没有多少人愿意过他那样的一个人生。
But honestly, I don't think many people want to be like him.
所以这个世界很多时候就是这样，世界我们看到有一些人，哇，他的很大的成就，他得到很多的掌声，但是你不是他，你没有穿上他的鞋子。
So the world is like this. When we see him and we can see his accomplishment and he's applauded by many, but we are not him, so we don't understand him.
海明威事实上他是出生于一个非常虔诚的基督徒家庭。
Hemingway was born into a very devout Christian family.
他的爷爷是非常著名的布道家，这个穆迪的好朋友，在芝加哥。
His grandpa was a very good friend of the great preacher D.L. Moody.
然后海明威从小在教会里长大，然后他小时候一点点零花钱他都十一奉献的给教会，然后他也在教会献唱啊怎样。
And he grew up in church. He offered his tithe with whatever allowance he had, and he participated in church choir.
然后他高中毕业的时候呢，他就离开了家乡，离开了家乡的教会，他也没有去选择上大学，他就做了一名记者。
And after he graduated high school, he left his hometown and left his home church, and he became a journalist.
从那以后他就离开了他的信仰，离开了教会。
And from that time on, he left his faith as well. He left his church.
后来我们知道他参加一次世界大战，然后受伤。
And he went into World War I and he was injured.
他以前从小到大在教会，他是教会是不可以喝酒的。
And when he was in church, in his church, he couldn't drink.
当然了，我们美国法律也知道，21岁以下你不可以喝酒的哈。
And we also know, by law, you cannot drink when you are under 21.
当他离开家乡，离开家乡的教会，他自由了，非常喜欢喝酒，他有非常严重的酗酒的问题。
And after he left his church, and he became an alcoholic.
我们知道他很爱他的妹妹。
And we know that he loved his sister very much.
他想象中他的妹妹也很爱他，其实这只是他的想象啊。
And in his imagination, his sister loved him very much as well.
啊，那么有一次海明威要劝他妹妹喝酒哈，他妹妹不喝。
And once he asked his sister to drink, but his sister refused.
然后海明威对他的妹妹说：“不要仅仅因为你的教会告诉你这是不对的，你就害怕。”去尝试这个世界提供的一切享受。
And he said to his sister, "Do not refuse to try the comfort the world can provide you simply because your church told you that's wrong."
不要害怕去尝试这个世界所提供的一切。
Do not be afraid to try what the world provides.
我在想当时抵拿出去的时候可能也是这样想的，不要害怕去到世界当中去。
And probably Dinah thought the same when she went out. Don't be afraid, go into the world.
海明威他是这样说的，他也是这样做的。
And Hemingway did exactly like how he advised his sister.
积极地去享受这个世界提供的一切的享乐，去到当时的巴黎。
He enjoyed every comfort the world provides him, and he went to Paris.
我们知道那个可能是十九世纪的二十年代哈，那个时候那个时候的巴黎，在当时的世界，那是一个在人看来最繁华的一个地方啊，各样的世界的享受，你在那里可以找到最好的。
It was probably in the 1920s. At the time in Paris, you can find all the comfort you can enjoy.
啊，当然你现在去到巴黎，你可能觉得哎呀不是这样，啊，你去看那个红磨坊，觉得你就可能觉得没什么了不起哈。
Yeah, maybe you will be disappointed if you go to Paris now, and if you see the Moulin Rouge, you will see it's not remarkable.
啊，但是我们要知道，那是在上。一九上个世纪上上个世纪的二十年，那个时候巴黎是世界上最有世界上的荣华享受的地方，海明威就去到那里爱那个地方。
But in the 1920s you can have every comfort you can enjoy in Paris.
他把教会的以前小时候在教会的教导完全抛在脑后了，你不要因为教会贴上标签，什么东西贴上一标签说不对我就不去，他说不要怕不要怕。
Hemingway left behind every teaching from his church, and his guiding principle is do not be afraid simply because my church tells me not to do something.
当然娶一个非基督徒的女子，事实上是非常世俗的女子。
And he married a non-Christian woman, a very worldly woman.
然后我们知道他一生经历四次婚姻，其实每一次婚姻都非常非常的痛苦，他痛苦，对方更加痛苦。
And he married four times, and every single one brought him and the other party great pain.
当然他酗酒，当然他也知道他跟异性的这个关系是非常混乱的。他甚至也夸耀这一点。
And he was an alcoholic, and he had a lot of sexual relations.
然后在他人生最后的日子，他跟所有人都保持距离。然后当时他已经因为他身体精神头脑受酒精受他那种生活方式这种影响太大，他已经没有办法用语言跟人交流了。
And in his last days he's very distant from everyone he knew, and at that time it's very hard for him to communicate with others.
这当然是跟他的这个生活方式造成了他后来那个样子。
It's a direct result of his lifestyle.
当时一个很了解他的人，很亲近他的人，也是他的朋友，就说，他说海明威事实上啊，每时每刻被绝对的孤独和迷失所带来的痛苦所包围，这就是他的人生。
And at the time, one of his friends who knew him very well said, Hemingway was surrounded in every single moment by the pain caused by his.Isolation and his loss of direction.
当然我们如果看海明威的作品哈，他里面那个男主人总是一个勇敢刚强的形象。
If we read books written by Hemingway, and all the lead characters are very brave and they are very strong.
但是现实中的海明威真的不是这个样子。
But in real life, Hemingway was not like that.
圣经告诉我们真正的勇敢真正的刚强是什么样的人呢？
And the Bible teaches us the true courage, the true strength is
战胜自己的人。
The one who can overcome himself.
真的勇敢的战士战胜自己胜过去夺取一座城市。
The real brave soldier can overcome himself, and it's better than overcoming a strong city.
啊，虽然很多人可能不知道海明威讲的那句话，不要惧怕世界提供的一切享受。可能有些人不知道海明威讲的这句话，这句话其实很出名。
And maybe many of you don't know the quote of Hemingway telling you, "Do not be afraid to try the comfort the world can provide."
但是大家知道海明威说的最有名的话是什么？
But you know what's the most famous quote of Hemingway?
哦，那他的书名，他说最有名的话就是，人可以被打死，人不可能被打败啊。
And he said, "You can be killed, but you cannot be defeated."
但是如果我们了解他的人生的话，我们觉得他讲这样的话好像很讽刺啊。
And if you truly know of his life, then you will feel it's a great irony.
可以说四次失败的婚姻呢。
He had four failed marriages.
可以说天天被酒精打败。
And he's defeated by alcohol every day.
很多时候一个人从他现实生活中逃跑了到一个地方床底下全是酒瓶子这样的人生。
And he escaped from real life and under his bed there are so many empty bottles.
那样的一个生活方式带来身上各种各样的问题各种各样的毛病这样的一个人。他天天被他的酒精打败。
And his lifestyle destroyed his health. He's defeated by alcohol every day.
当然我们也知道他的人生最后是怎样收场。61岁的时候就在美丽的爱达荷的太阳谷他把这个shotgun放到口里扣动扳机。
And we all know how his life ended. When he was 61 years old,He shot himself.
所以我们知道这是一个最怯懦的人才会做这样的事情，勇敢的人不可能做这样的事情。
We know only a coward will do such a thing, and a truly brave man will never do that.
圣经告诉我们什么样的人是真正勇敢的？你可以战胜你自己。
The Bible tells us.The truly brave man can overcome himself.
你战胜了你自己，你战胜了这个世界，你战胜了周围的环境。
And he can overcome himself. He can overcome the world. He can overcome his circumstances.
所以在腓立比书，保罗说：“随处随在，我都得了秘诀，或富足，或贫穷，或高处，或低处，我都得了秘诀。”
In Philippians, Apostle Paul said, "I have the secret." In every circumstances, I have the secret.
靠着呢加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
By him who gives me strength, I can do all things.
这是一个找到真正人生方向的人才讲这样的话。
And those words comes from someone who truly has a clear direction about his life.
他知道他力量的源泉是从哪里来。
He knew where the source of his strength is.
一个迷失的人，一个迷路的人，他也想成为一个勇敢的人，但这个勇敢的人只存在他的幻想当中，只存在他的小说当中。
One who lost his direction also wanted to be brave, but his bravery only exists in his imagination.
他自己的人生。他完全没有力量。
And he didn't have enough strength to live his own life.
受海明威的影响，他的大儿子也是一样酗酒，非常的酗酒，非常的严重。当然，我们都知道一个很著名的一个词，就是海明威的咒诅。
And
海明威家族的咒诅。
Because of his influence, his eldest son was also an alcoholic. And we all knew about the curse of the Hemingway family.
他的孩子，他的孙子， 基本上都有非常非常严重的问题，酗酒的问题，然后滥用各种毒品的问题啊，然后当然性的方面是非常混乱的问题啊，很多都是自杀。
And he's Hemingway's children, his grandchildren, many of them had all kinds of problems with alcohol, with drug addiction, with sexual immorality.
啊，很多都是自杀了。
And many of them killed themselves.
因为他的大儿子，因为从小到大他就看见爸爸就是这样的生活方式啊，喝酒喝酒。
Yeah, because his eldest son saw how he lived from a very young age.
所以他的大儿子就是喝酒喝酒，很喜欢喝，然后找一个妻子，这个妻子也更喜欢喝，两个人就对着喝。
And so later on he became an alcoholic, and he married someone who's also an alcoholic.
然后他们生下了美丽的女儿，然后这个两个美丽女儿，然后他长大之后，这个他们回忆就说，我们小时候常常看见父亲母亲两个人，一个人抱个酒瓶子就对着喝，没人管我们。
And they had two beautiful daughters, and they told of their growing up experience, and they saw their parents both were drinking.
啊，那我们知道这两个美丽的女儿是海明威的孙女了哈，就孙女，我们知道她是很著名的好莱坞明星，对不对？
And those two daughters were Hemingway's granddaughters, and they were both stars in Hollywood.
啊，但是很遗憾，老大非常年轻的时候就自杀了。
Yet the elder daughter killed herself at a very young age.
啊，她在十九世纪七十年代八十年代的时候，她的这个大孙女就去演三级片了。
In the 1970s, she became a porn star.
啊，然后他是这样红出来的。
And that's how she achieved her fame.
这在当时是一个非常挑战这个传统道德文化的一件事情，但是很显然他在这样的家庭中长大，他是非常不屑于那种教会的教导啊，或者传统的道德，他是非常不屑。
And at the time, it was very rebellious of her, and because she wanted to challenge the traditional morality.
非常遗憾啊，年轻她就选择自己结束自己的生命哈。
And it's a pity that she killed herself at a very young age.
不要害怕去尝试这个世界提供的一切。
Do not be afraid to try to enjoy the comfort the world can provide you.
讲这样的话的人，他可能觉得自己是一个勇敢的战士，雄赳赳气昂昂地走向这个世界，扑向这个世界。
The one who uttered these words may think of himself as a brave soldier charging into the world.
事实上，在上帝的眼中，他是一个可怜的小羊啊，可怜的小羊。
But in fact, in God's eyes, he's a pitiful lost sheep.
孤独的一只小羊，离开了他的羊圈，离开了他的牧人，一个人走向这个世界，他可能不觉得自己是迷路了。
A lonely sheep, he left the shepherd, left the flock. Maybe he didn't consider himself lost.
但事实上他是已经迷失了。
But in truth, he is lost.
不要害怕去尝试世界提供的一切。带着这样的口号，海明威离开了他的教会。
Do not be afraid to try to enjoy the comfort the world can provide you. And with this statement, Hemingway left his church.
离开了他的基督徒信仰。
He left his faith.
成为一只迷路的羊。
He became a lost sheep.
不仅他自己的人生是以一个非常可怕的悲剧来收场。
Not only his own life ended in tragedy.
他给他的孩子，甚至给他的第三代都带来很可怕的影响。
And he brought very very bad influence to his children and his grandchildren.
我们刚才看到圣经中一些迷失的人的例子，我们也看到现实当中一个迷失人的例子。
And we saw many examples from the Bible of the lost sheep, and we also saw one example from real life.
但圣经告诉我们，我们一起来看以赛亚书五十三章第六节的前半部分。
In Isaiah 53, the first half of verse 6, the Bible tells us.
我们看到，我们一起来读以赛亚书五十三章六节起。我们都如羊走迷， 个人偏行己路。我在这里讲海明威的故事，我尊敬他在文学上的成就，尊敬他在世界上的成就。
I'm telling you the life of Hemingway. I respect his literary accomplishments.
我不是去架起他，去论断他。
I'm not judging him.
但是我知道我也是这样的人。
For I know I am like him.
我曾经也是要一头扎到这个世界，怕什么？有什么好怕的？
I once wanted to jump into the world. There's nothing to be afraid of.
别人可以这样，我也可以这样。
If they can do it, I can do it too.
我也是这样的人。
I am like that.
感谢神的怜悯，我被我的牧人寻找回来。
Yep, praise God for His mercy, and I'm found by my shepherd.
在上帝眼中，我们每一个人都是海明威，每一个不认识上帝的人都是海明威，不认识上帝的人都是那个底拿，不认识上帝的人都是迷路的羊。
In God's eyes, everyone who doesn't know God is Hemingway, and everyone who doesn't know God is Dinah.
而且个人偏行己路，他不认为自己迷路了，他说我要走我的路。
And we have all turned away, everyone to his own way. And we didn't know we are lost. We want to walk our own path.
感谢神，我曾经是这样的一只迷失的羊，我的牧人把我拯救回来。
And praise God, I once was lost, yet my shepherd found me.
我的牧人怎样把我找回来呢？在路加福音十五章五节。
How did he find me?From Luke 15:5,
圣经说找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里。
The Bible says, and when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing.
牧人把这迷失的羊背负在他的肩上，带回家。
The shepherd carried the lost sheep on his shoulders.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣就是好牧人。主耶稣背负什么呢？
The Bible tells us Jesus is the good shepherd, and what did he carry?
好，我们一起来读以赛亚书五十三章四到十节。
Let's read Isaiah 53 verse 4 to 10 together.
看到第四节，起，我们一起来读。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打。苦待了，他背负我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows.
然后第五节，哪知我们一起来，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他所受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。我们在这里稍微停一下，他还背负我们什么？
And let's stop here. What else did he carry?
背负我们的罪，我们的罪全部压在耶稣身上。
He carried our sins. All our sins were on his shoulders.
当我们看到那个迷失的羊的比喻，我们就说，哎，那个羊好调皮啊，要管教它，要刑罚它，它太调皮，它是一个犯罪的羊。
And when we read the parable of the lost sheep, we may think of the lost sheep as someone who didn't follow rules, and he should be punished.
但是他的牧者把他背回来。
Yet the shepherd carried him back.
我们知道耶稣基督是我们灵魂的大牧人。
We know that Jesus Christ is the shepherd of our souls.
我们应当受的刑罚落在了我们的大牧人身上。
And the punishment that should be on us fell on his shoulders.
他背负了我们的罪。
He carried our sins.
好，我们接下来读以赛亚书五十三章七节起。 他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被带到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去，至于他同事的人，谁能想到他先方从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口里也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同埋。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。当我们来看耶稣基督所讲的这个寻羊的这个比喻的时候，
When we read the parable of the lost sheep,
我们的眼光都会看在这只羊身上。
Our focus is often on the lost sheep.
当然这也是主耶稣基督的心意，主耶稣让我们的眼光看到那个迷失的羊的身上，然后我们可以去把它找回来，这就是耶稣的心意。
Of course, that's part of Jesus' intent. He wants us to focus on the lost sheep so we can go and find it.
但是没有人会纪念那个牧人。
But oftentimes we don't remember the shepherd.
我们不知道那个牧人是怎样千辛万苦才把羊找回来。
We don't know how much trouble the shepherd went through to find the lost sheep.
圣经告诉我们耶稣是怎样把我们背回来的。
The Bible tells us how Jesus carried us back.
我最近听了一首广东话的歌。
And recently I heard a Cantonese song.
不是什么福音歌曲啊，首先要说是世俗的歌曲。
It's not a gospel song.
事实上我也听不懂广东话。
Actually, I don't understand Cantonese.
那个旋律蛮好听，因为我小时候年轻的时候就听广东歌嘛，那个时候比较流行嘛。
But it has very good melody, and I used to listen to Cantonese songs when I was young.
我为什么要提这个世俗的歌呢？这个歌其实很一般哈，就普通的情歌啊什么的。但它有一个很好的名字。
Why do I mention this song? Because of the title.
它的名字叫伪赞天堂，伪赞天国。
The name is the last station of Kingdom of Heaven.
广东人讲这个最后一站，你坐车的最后一站，广东人肯定叫伪站，是不是？就是尾巴的尾，伪站。
So here in the title it mentions the last station.
人生什么最重要？
So in the life.What is most important?
你坐上一列火车，什么最重要？
When you board a train, what is the most important thing?
你的终点要去哪里？
The destination.
你最后要停到哪里？
And where will the train stop in the end?
我们最后那一站要停在天国。
So, do you want your last station to be in the kingdom of heaven?
海明威在他很年轻的时候就来到过 Idaho 的太阳谷。
Hemingway came to Sun Valley when he's very young.
我们知道海明威去过世界上很多的地方，欧洲啊，非洲啊，古巴啊，去过世界上很多很美丽的地方。
We know that he has been to many, many beautiful places in the world.
当他选择离开他父亲的家，离开家乡的教会，他开始去 Kansas， 然后他最后选择去到巴黎。
And after he left his family, his church, he first went to Kansas, later he went to Paris.
最后他说我要回到我很小的时候，很年轻的时候去到的那个地方，美丽的 Idaho 的太阳谷。
And in the end, he decided to return to a place he had been when he's young, Sun Valley, Idaho.
然后他在那里，他说我要在这里结束我的生命，这就是我最后一站。
And he wanted his life to end in Sun Valley. That's his last station.
这是一场悲剧啊。
It's a tragedy.
这是一个迷失的羊，最后是在一个事实上看上去很美丽的地方，但其实上是落到了黑暗里哈。
And that's where his life ends, the life of a lost sheep. And indeed, Sun Valley is very beautiful.
啊，但是我们要想我们人生的终点站要去到哪里。我希望我们每一个人人生的终点站是天国。
And we need to think where our last station will be. I want our last station to be in heaven.
我们不要做那一只迷失的羊。
We don't want to be a lost sheep.
在路加福音这里，这里说，牧羊人找着了，就欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上回到家里。路加福音15:5，就。
And in Luke, when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing.
其实这个原文的意思呢，有一个意思就是说，如果牧人找到了，他欢欢喜喜的扛在肩上回到家里。
And from the original text, it has a meaning if he found it.
我们希望我们每一个人，我们都被上帝找到。
I want every one of you to be found by God.
我们希望我们每一个人都不要做那个迷失的羊。
I want every one of you not to be a lost sheep.
我们更希望我们成为出去找羊的那一个。
And I want every one of us to be like the shepherd to go out and look for the lost sheep.
让我们思想我们人生的列车最重要的一站就是你的终点站，你打算去到哪里。
Let us think about the train of our life. Where will the last station be?
感谢神，这一只迷路的羊被他的牧人找回来，回到了羊圈。
And thank be to God, this lost sheep was found by the shepherd, and he returned to the fold.
愿我们每一个人回到上帝那里。我们一起来做个祷告。
And let's pray together.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
我们知道，我们每一个人本来都是迷失的羊，我们个人偏行己路。
We know that every one of us is like the lost sheep. We went astray.
感谢我们灵魂的大牧人主耶稣基督，把我们寻找回来，把我们带领回到神的羊圈当中。
Yet the shepherd of our souls, Jesus Christ, he found us and brought us back.
在这里我们要思想要纪念我们灵魂的大牧人主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的一切。
Here we want to remember our shepherd Jesus Christ,what he has accomplished on the cross.
我们也愿意认罪悔改，我们不要偏行己路。
We want to confess and repent of our sins. We don't want to go our own ways anymore.
我们更要效法主耶稣基督的样子，成为那个去寻找别人的那一位。
We want to follow the example of Jesus Christ. We want to be like the shepherd to go and look for the lost sheep.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.